holding Mishnah Yiram Alf on top. Ain Parechsem, we're still vayter with these minimums and maximums. Ain Parechsem Esrim V'Achas Tkiyas B'Mikdash. They don't do less than 21 trumpet blows in the Mikdash. They Masifin Al Arba Vishman. So on a regular day, they would have at least 21 Tkiyas in the Mikdash, and not less than 21, and not more than 48. Gemara in Sukkah goes through the Cheshbon on Daf Nun Gimel. It goes through the Cheshbon of the normal day of 21. Which is 3 when they open the gates, 9 by the Tamisha Shachar, 9 by the Tamisha Rebayim, 9 plus 9 plus 3 is 21. On a day where there's a Musaf, Karban, you add another 9, so you had 30. If it was Erev Shabbos, you had 6, to 3 and 3, to warn about the impending start of Shabbos, Is Melacha. So 30 plus 6 is 36. And on Sukkot, where they had, Nisach HaMayim had 9, and Arava had 3 more, 9 plus 3 is 12, 36 plus 12 is 48. That's how you get to 21 on a regular day, and 48 is the high side. The Mefarshim actually point out that there actually are days where there's more than 48. Because if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so during the preparation for the Karban Pesach, the shifts of Kehanim, actually 3 shifts of Kehanim, would bring the Karban Pesach to Klal Yisrael, and they would sing Hallel throughout the process, and during the preparation, they would blow Chatzaitzris, they would blow Shefer. So if you have Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos alone, before forget about Sukkot, the 12 of Sukkot, Erev Shabbos is already going to have 36, plus all the extra ones for the Karban Pesach, you may actually have even more than the 48. It's possible, actually, I think the number they come up to is almost as many as 57 tkiyas. But the first point out, Tanechaim is not a question on our Mishnah, because the Mishnah was saying on a regular, it's a very unique case. It's not every year of Pesach. It's the Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't happen every year. Therefore, the Mishnah account. On a normal year, your bookends are 21 on the low side, 48 on the high side. Okay. Correct. These are talking about tkiyas adam chatzaitzus. You had this when you gave the shir a couple of daf gimel, right? The Gemara actually is very, very relevant from that Gemara. We'll point it out now already. The Sefer Chinuch brings that this din of blowing shofar is really every day. Even though in the Torah it's usually associated with Yimei Mayed, Yimei Mishnah, the tkiyah of blowing, not shofar, guys, blowing chatzaitzus, thank you. Blowing chatzaitzus, blowing tkiyas is actually every single day. And it brings a raya from the Gemara that Rabbi Darya gave on Daf Gimel. The Gemara says that there's a havina kahanim a putter from, excluded from, the din of tkiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, Hakol comes to Kukhanim. What's your having to count are excluded? Because only people who have a din of tkiya and of this tkiya shefer, compared to tkiya shefer, tkiya chatzaitzos, but only people of tkiya shefer on Rosh Hashanah alone, right? They're mechuyev in Rosh Hashanah. But people of tkiyas all year round, they're not mechuyev in tkiya Rosh Hashanah. That'll be the havmina. Kamashma kahanim also mechuyev. So what does that mean? That means the Gemara is saying that kahanim have a chiyev of tkiya all year round. Says the chinuch, it's a raya that every day was a mitzvah of chatzaitzos, not just on Rosh Hashanah. That's the chinuch stik for the Gemara. Lemaisa Rambam and the Michas Chinuch brings, Rambam argues, Rambam says clear, that all year round the din of chatzaitzris is actually only rabbinic. This that they blew these chatzaitzris was specifically Rosh Chodeshim, Mayadim. That's when there's a chiv derais that blew chatzaitzris. All year round it's taka only drabbanan. How is the chinuch, how's the Rambam going to learn that Gemara from Daf Gimel? He's going to learn that only, I would have thought people that have Shefer only once a year are Rosh Hashanah, Mechuyev. Kehanim who have other days their Rosh Hashanah, namely Rosh Chodeshim, other Mayadim, other Yom Tovim, but not every other day of the year. According to Rambam, the rest of the year would only be Dirabanan, not Deraisa, and that's how he would learn that Gemara. And there's actually, the Chinuch brings, the Chinuch wasn't trying to bring this way, but the Chinuch brings further, that who blew the Shefer, who blew the Chatzaitzis, the mitzvahs on the Kehanim, even though typical instruments were blown by Leviim, Shiras by the Malvim, these chatzaitzros were blown by Kahanim, and he says, the proof is the black and white Mishnah Tamid. The Mishnah Tamid says, the Kahanim blew the chatzaitzros. Rambam writes that Amayid, Amrish Chaydesh, the Kahanim blew the chatzaitzros. And the Dik from Rambam is clear that the rest of the year, who could blow the chatzaitzros? The Levim. Rambam's just is beautiful, because the rest of the year was Drabbanan. When it's the Reis, it has to be the Kahanim. When it's Drabbanan, it could be even the Levim. Okay. So ain't, you don't have less than 21, more than 48. Ain't Pechsa Mishnei Nevalim, you don't have less than 2 Nevalim. Nevalim is some type of instrument of strings, which you have 2 for 2 Levim. Flem Asif El Shisha, a minimum of 2, and you don't have a maximum of 6. Ain't Pechsa Mishnei Chalilim, you don't have less than 2 flutes. Flem Asif El Shemasar, and you don't have more than 12. You can use up to 12 flutes. So 12, very good. So Rashi says the 12 is because there's 12 days of year where they play the flute, right? That's the next line of the Mishnah. So the 12 corresponds to that. The 12 days of year, they were makah, they hit, they call it being makah the chol, because the chol, the flute, has holes on top, and you hit the holes in order to make the sound sweet, right? So you, 12 days of year, they would makah the chol in front of the mizbeach. What are the 12 days? B'shchitas Pesach, Rishon, the day of the shechting of the Karm Pesach, Erev Pesach, B'shchitas Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni, a month later, right? If someone missed Pesach Rishon, the year before Pesach Sheni, they had food on those days, on that day as well. V'yantav Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, V'yantav Shatzeres, Shavuos, U'v'shmoni Mechag, and the 8 days of Sukkot, so you have 8 plus the 4 is 12 days. V'yamakav Avishon Choshes, they didn't use a copper flute, rather they used a flute made out of a reed. The Mishnah explains because the reed makes a sweeter sound than copper, which is interesting because we have a cloud typically what? By clay mikdash, or in general by clay mitzvahs, zek keli v'aveum. We try to have the nicer kli. But the point is, at the end of the day, what's the purpose of this kli? The purpose of this kli is to make noise, is to make a sound, a beautiful sound. Since the main point is to make sound, I'd rather have a less fancy kli that makes a nicer sound than a nicer kli made out of, let's say, copper that makes a shvachar sound. As my grandfather used to say, I forgot who he said it from, that he said of a story, maybe it was with Reb Chaim, that they wanted to make a certain yid dam for the Amid, a yam niram, because he's a very chash of a yid. And the answer that the Reb Chaim said was, a chazan is a beautiful thing to be, have a pirkei noah, and have be a tamu chacham, be your shemayim, but the first thing is he has to be a chazan. Right, the number one criteria is to be a chazan. Number two is all the side things. But the same idea over here. Number one is to have the sweetest sound possible, which is the reeds. Number two is the nicer kli, and therefore we cast aside kind of zekhi levan veyu. The zekhi levan veyu is with the reeds. Fine. V'lei amachalik ela ba'abav yichidi, and you'd only use a single flute at the end. Mechalik means the ending. Mechalik, you'd only end off with one flute. Make sure you mechalik yafa, because ending off with a few instruments at once is not as nice as ending off with one instrument, a clear end. V'avdi kanamayo, and who would play the flutes? The avdim, the avadim of the kanam, the slaves, different mer, abesi mer, mishpachas beis pagram, beis tzipari ma'amam. There was a family of beis pagram and beis tzipariya from ma'amam. Hayimasim lekuna, who had good yichas to marry into kuna, and they were the ones that played these flutes. Achrim think it's Aimer, Levim. It was Levim that played the flutes. Okay. Says Gemara, Masisan. Correct, exactly. Yes. Masisan like Rabbi Huda. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Huda, the Tanya, because it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Hapaychas Levchas Beshefa, Vamaisav Leyesav Hashesh Esrei. We said in the Mishnah, you only have less than 7, and, sorry, less than 21. Chatzaisris, Tekia blows, and not more than 48. Rabbi Huda says it's not less than 7 and not more than 16. So if anyone's good at math, you realize it's divisible, right? 21 and 48 is the same ratio as 7 and 16. It's times 3. 21, 7 times 3 is 21, and 16 times 3 is 48. So it's very interesting. The Mur does not use it as an answer and say, no, the Mishnah is of Yehuda, and it's just a different way of counting. But, I mean, let's understand further. What did you blow? You blew Tekia, Trua Tekia. Tekia, Trua Tekia. So essentially, the Mishnah is calling that 21, if you do that 7 times, it's called, it's 21 blows, right? If you do it 16 times, it's 48 blows. And if you're just calling a tekiah, true tekiah, one set. So really, you'd say they're not arguing. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara holds the machlekes, because the machlekes is how we count. Is one blow a tekiah, true tekiah? It's one big blow? Or is it considered three separate blows? The counting itself is good for the machlekes, how you count it. Mike, if you just have a tekiah, true tekiah, chadi, read all tekiah, true tekiah is one. Rabbanan have a tekiah, lechud, true lechud, with tekiah, lechud. Each one is separate. And therefore, the Rabbanan have 21 and 48, and Rabbanan has 7 and 16. My time to be Yehuda, Ksiv says, Katam Chua, so you should blow Tekiah, Chua, Uksiv Chua, Yitaku. And the Rabbanan also says, you should do a Chua, Yitaku. So we learn out, Shema Mina, Tekiah, Chua, Tekiah, Chari. It's all one. For Rabbanan, they'll say, no. Hulab Shutu Fred, Shalach Raya, Hudasa. That Pasuk wasn't coming to tell me it's all the same. That Pasuk is coming to tell me that every Chua has to have a Tekiah before and a Tekiah afterwards, but it's still three separate blows. Okay, so you have Machlekes, Rabbanan, and Yehuda, whether it's three separate blows or one big blow. Now, I'm going to bring you a few riots now. Rabbanan, my time, what's the Pshat Rabbanan that they say that it's three separate ones? Chsiv, Hakal, Asakal, Tiku, Vele, Sariyu. It says, when you gather the kal, you should do tekiah and not trua, just do tekiah. Now, if you tell me that, like Rabbi Huda, that every blow is really tkiya tru tkiya is one blow. You can do a half a blow when you gather the cow. Isa gadaitach tkiya tru tkiya chadihi. Amach bar avet pagi mitzvah. The Torah tell you to do a half mitzvah vadanat, and therefore must be it's three separate blows. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Some manabalma that tkiya that was done over there, taka wasn't a real tkiya. It was just a symbol. It was a signal. A simon balma that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to speak to the people. It wasn't a mitzvah of tkiya. That's the Gemara's answer for Rabbi Yehuda. The Aruch Haner, what's bothering you? Okay, we'll see some afternoon shooting. About hefsek, we'll see. But before we get to the practical, in Lundus, we're saying there's a if it's one of three. The Aruch Haner asks a bomb question. He says, I don't understand. We have many mitzvahs that in one scenario you do something, you do X. Another scenario you do Y, which is half of X. Doesn't make it not a mitzvah. Meaning the fact that over here in the base of Middash, you have to do, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tkiya true tkiya is called one. The Rabbanan says it's called three, but Rabbi Yehuda is called one. So elsewhere, the fact that you do just a tkiya, that's going to make it be called a half. The mitzvah elsewhere was, and why do I have to answer according to Rabbi Yehuda? The mitzvah elsewhere was one, was just a tkiya without the true tkiya. We find, for example, the Aruch Haner brings one example is by Zrika. Certain kabbanas, you have four zrikas on this bayach. Other kabbanas, you have two zrikas. And other kabbanas, right, correct, you have as little as one. Is the case we do one zrika a half a mitzvah of the other mitzvah and two a half of the four? No. The mitzvah where this kabbanah is four, this one's two, this one's one. Tefillin, you have four parshas in your tefillin. In the mezuzah, you have two parshas. Is the mezuzah half of tefillin? The mitzvah of mezuzah is two, the mitzvah of tefillin is four. Furthermore, by eifas, chata saif yishecht, one simon. Eilo saif, two simonim. You tell me that you're doing half by one of the other? No, the mitzvah is different in one case to the other. So I don't understand why over here, the fact that you do tkiya tru tkiya in the mikdash is what's called one blow. Why does that indicate that elsewhere the mitzvah can't be just a tkiya? And that's called a blow, when Moshe calls the nation. The Gemara answers that's not really called a tkiya at all. It's just a simon balma according to Rida. But why does we have to come on to that? And what's the Rabbanan's raya? L'chera, and this... They want to give an answer, which I don't understand. I think the kasha is a lot stronger than the answer. They want to give an answer that over there, the cheftza of the mitzvah it goes the other way. I mean, what's your starting point? We're saying over here almost like the minimum is tkiya tru tkiya of one blow. So less than that has to be a half. We started saying some animals have four, but it goes the other way. Some animals have one. Others have double that and double that. It's not half of the first, it's double the first. It's what's your starting point? Whereas two parashas is already something. It's mezuzah. Tefillin is double mezuzah, not that mezuzah is half a tefillin. So it's the opposite way of looking at it. That's the one answer. But again, chayav veresh takakash for the Aruch Haner. Fine. Kamad azal dam Rav Kahana. Who does it call like this? Rav Kahana says, ein bein tkiya l'trua v'lei klum. There should be no separation, no hefsek between tkiya and trua. So, Leon, to your question, what's the nafkamina? Kaman kabuta goes to kabuta, who holds that it's one mitzvah, and therefore there's no separation. Pshit the Gemara says, it's Pasha, what's your chiddush? Rav Kahana is going like kabuta. Isn't it obvious? Mal d'tema, I would have thought, tafilik rabbanan asi, you're going back to rabbanan, l'fukim v'yechran. Maybe it goes even according to rabbanan, and to exclusion of v'yechran, to Amar, shama teisha tkiyas, p'teisha shas p'yayim yatsa. We know a person has to have nine tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, three for Malchias, three for Shepherds, three for the Shreinus. If he hears nine tkiyas over the course of 9 hours, in the days Yates, according to Be'echanan. So I would thought that coming to exclude just that. It can't be 9 over 9 hours. But you could have epis hafzik, and it can even be like the Rabbanan, because it's separate blows. Each one's a separate blow. It's not a problem to be somewhat separate. Kamash Malan, the Rav Kana's coming second of Yehuda, that they have to be mamish together. Ve'ma'achrami, maybe Taka, Rav Kana was referring Dafka to exclude Be'echanan. How do you know that he's coming to say you can't even have a short break in Cain? Because if he's coming to say that you just can't have 9 hours in between, you know, between from start to finish, but you can have short breaks in between, why would he say leklum? Lush leklum means you can't have a break at all. So what's taka the din? According to Rav Yehuda, what does it mean you can't have a break at all? There's three machlekas. Rashi by us seems to be mashma you can't have any hefsek whatsoever, even to breathe between the one and the other one. Rashi elsewhere, I forgot where it is mashma that's kedai to kedai nashim is okay. So tkiya true tkiya kedai nashim between you don't have to. It's not a problem, but it's not a problem if you have Kedei Neshima. Tosfos actually says that no. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to separate, even though it's one big blow of Tkiya Trua Tkiya, you do have to have some sort of distinction. So you need a Kedei Neshima between Tkiya Trua and Tkiya. And according to Ramban, ironically enough, he says no, even Kedei Neshima is Asr. So we have a three machlekes for showing him how what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Again, by Tkiya Trua Tkiya, are we saying the Lake Klum, meaning Ramban's learning the most extreme, it's you can't have any break at all? Like you can't have any break at all. It's got to be tkiya tru tkiya without any breath. According to Tosfos, you have to have a breath in between. And Rashi is the middle. Rashi not pesach. Rashi also is mashba that it's a pshara. You can have a breath, but you don't have to have a breath. Okay. Zot Gemara. Shnei Masar Yoim Bashana Makab Chol. 12 days a year they hit with the flute, and we gave the list of those days: Erev Pesach, Pesach Sheni, the Yantav of Pesach, first day, Yantav of Pesach, Shavuos, and 8 days of Sukkos. Maishnahani, why are these days different that requires playing a flute? Halav Yachid Gamar Mamas Halal. Because these are the days that a Yachid finishes Halal on. There's actually 18 days that we're not that a Yachid completes Halal, and he goes to that list of 18 days. Before you go there, it's Mashma says, it's Ban Tais, very important Tais says, Mashma, that these days you Gamar Halal. On the other days, there's a concept of Achiyav of partial halal. We talk, no, we do partial halal some days. Says Tesis, it's not what the mar means. There's days where you gomer halal, and make your din, if you're not gomer halal, you don't say halal. It's either all or none. You don't say halal at all. And he actually brings rias. Rav was incredulous when he came into the shul on Rosh Chodesh. They were saying halal. We ultimately don't, we're not gomer on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you shouldn't say it at all. Once he saw that they were skipping, he said, ah, it's a minik to say here, partial halal. So partial halal days are a minig. Ask Tesis, it's a minig. And they says, when we say partial halal, it's minig, it's not part of the chiv of saying halal. Chiv halal is only on days where you complete halal. When you only say partial halal, it's only else minig. Ask Taisvah, so maybe you want to make a bracha? Taisvah says, no, it's very clear. Once the minig was established, you make a bracha. And he says, v'araya, because again, Rav wouldn't have been confused if he saw they start halal without a bracha, he would have realized this is obviously not a regular halal. It must be they made a bracha even for the minig, even back then, so we make a bracha. Which, just one quick halach on this, the price can bring that a person be very careful on days when they say half halal to for sure dab with a tzibur. Since the whole thing is taken out of kir chiyiv, and yachid doesn't is not gomer halal on those days at all, according to Tosfos, no chiyiv halal, it's just a minig. The minig may have only been said with tzibur, and therefore one should try his best, especially on Rosh Chodesh and the like, to dab with a tzibur. Otherwise, the question of saying halal with the mice we pass can to say halal in such a case, but a person should be careful to try to dab with the tzibur. So again, Maishna Hani, the more wants to know why on these 12 days did they play the flute? Halav Yachal Gamer Mamas Halal, because these are the days where Yachal is Gamer Halal. Damar Becham Mishim Mishim Yitzadak. Yachal Salim Mishim Yitzadak. There's 18 days Shmona Siyam Shech Gamer Mamas Halal. It's 18 days Yachal is Gamer Halal. So now, we had 12 days where you play the flute, and we're saying there's 18 days of Gamer Halal, and more than that, in the days, in the list of 18 is going to include Chanukah, which is 8 days. So we're not even going to include all 12 days that we had in the Mishnah. We're just bringing out the point that the other 10 days overlap. Those are days that you finish Halal, and days you finish Halal, you have the flute. The other 2 days that are left off the list, we'll see, the days of Shechitas Karm Pesach, Erev Pesach, and Pesach Sheni, that we anyway knew this Halal, the first point out, and therefore we knew this made sense why, since it's Halal Gomer, there's a flute on those days. It's the other 10 days that required more of a source, and that's what we're bringing from over here, from this memory of Rabbi Yochanan. What are they? What are the 18 days? Shemini Mechag, the 8 days of Sukkot. Shemini Mechanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. Why, quickly, why are the 8 days of Chanukah not listed in our Mishnah? Because no Musaf. Our Mishnah is talking about cases where the Levium said Halal with a carbon, with Musaf. Chanukah didn't have Musaf, so even though we say full Halal, didn't make the list of our Mishnah with the flute, because it's not the Levium saying Halal. We Shemini Mechanukah, of Yom Tov, Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, the Shavuos, Uvagayla, Esamechet. So again, in Eretz Yisrael, it's 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, 16, plus Pesach and Shavuos, one day each, is 18. Uvagayla, Esamechet, because of the Yad of Shein, you get on 3 more days. Tishrei Me'achag, the Mar explains, 9 days of Sukkot, right, including Trinat Zeres. Shemini Me'achanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, Shneim Tevesh Pesach, Shneim Tevesh Zeres, 2 and 2, and therefore, you're up to you being Gomer Halal on 21 days, 2 days of Shavuos and 2 days of Pesach. What about the end of Pesach and Chol HaMoed Pesach? We'll say only the first days of Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Maishna B'chag D'Aminu Kol Yoma, or Maishna Pesach D'Aminu, why on Sukkot are we saying full Halal all 8 days, 7 days of Sukkot and the last day of Shemini Atzeres? And why by Pesach are we not saying, we're only saying the first day or first 2 days of Chutz La'aretz? So before you see the Gemara on base on top, the Gemara's answer, there's another question, why the first time I ask again, why was Erev Pesach not on this list? So again, one answer we said was because Erev Pesach is a din in the Tzibur. Right now, we explained why the Gemara didn't need Rabbi Yechanan's list for Erev Pesach. But the question still remains, why did Rabbi Yechanan not put on his list Erev Pesach and Pesach Sheni? So the answers given are twofold. Either Tosfos says he didn't put on his list Pesach Sheni or Erev Pesach because those are said by the Kahanim and by the Levium, not by Gantz Klal Yisrael. And we're talking about a list of things that have to be said by the Klal Yisrael at large, or almost in an opposite way, others want to answer that those are considered a communal halal, And we're talking about halal that even a yachid says, almost the opposite direction. Those are communal halal, said in the Mikdash by Avaida, and we're talking about halal that even a yachid says, that's like Lashon starts off, halal the yachid gemer mevas halal, these are days where yachid is halal, and these certainly don't apply to yachid. So the general idea is still the same, it's not Klal Yisrael at large, it's just in the base of Mikdash, just two different ways of saying it. Is it again, that one's by the kahanim, as opposed to Klal Yisrael at large? Or is it saying one's the community as opposed to the yechidim? Same general idea. Okay, but ask them first, and what about, why didn't we put in the list, or Rebbe's list, Pesach at night? Pesach at night by the Seder, the Ran asked the question elsewhere. Why don't we put Pesach at night by the Seder, we say halal? So the Ran gives two answers, that only halal is said during a mitzvah, right? Halal that you say, stam halal, doesn't count as part of this list. Halal that's said during a mitzvah, or only halal said by day. And this halal said at night, and therefore it doesn't count. Okay, so you ask the Gemara, why in Sukkot we saying Gans Halal every day, and why by Pesach we're not saying Gans Halal, so the Gemara, Tavon Beis, Kol Yemen, not every day. Answers the Gemara, the Chag Chalukim B'Karmen Nesayim, the Pesach Ein Chalukim B'Karmen Nesayim. So the Gemara gives an answer that on Sukkot, there's different components every day. Actually, on the first day of Sukkot, it being 13 paras, on the second day down to 12 paras, all the way down until you get to 7 paras, being 70 different paras, and even the last day of Shmini Atzeres is a separate karbanos as well. So each day has its own different distinct karbanos, therefore they have its own, it merits its own full halal. Whereas Pesach, which is the same karban throughout, therefore you don't have separate halal, you don't say halal after the first day of Pesach, or first 2 days in Chutz Laaretz. Shabbos, look, we're going to say, I ask him a second, so if it's different karbanos, is that is the catalyst to having a din of saying halal? Every Shabbos should say halal, because halal, Shabbos has its own unique karbanos, like Mayan. So Gemara says, criteria number two for halal, criteria number one is, has to be a day that has a unique karbanos. Criteria number two is, has to be a day that's called Mayan, Shabbos not called Mayan. Rosh Chodesh to Mayan, Rosh Chodesh is called Mayan, and it has its own karbanos. Lema, you should say, halal on Rosh Chodesh. Now again, we say chatzi halal. We don't say full halal. We're talking about days they should be gomer halal. Rosh Chodesh, you should be gomer halal. Answers the Gemara, le'aktish ba'asis melacha. It's missing the third criteria. That is, iser melacha. So you need to have distinct karbanas. You need to have that it's called mayid. Rosh Chodesh has those too. But you also need that's aser melacha. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have it. Dechsev, hashir yilachem kaleil hiskadish chag. Leila, muktish lechag, ton shira. A night that's sanctified like a chag with iser melacha requires shira. V'shem muktish lechag if it's not sanctified as a chag. If there's no iser melacha, ain't ton shira, doesn't require shira. Ask the Gemara, Roshanavim Kippurim. Tekri mayed, v'ikdish basis melacha. Roshanim Kippur is called mayed. It has distinct karbanas. And it is Asher Malacha Lema, should we say halal there? Answers the Gemara Meshunder Bavo Damer Bavo Amar Malchashos Vehakadosh Baruch Hu Malchashos already asked this round of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashanah Ma Ain Yisrael Im Shira Lefnecha Rashanim Yom Kippur. Why a Klai Yisrael not saying Shira in front of you on Rashanim Kippur? Amar Lehem Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to the Malachim. Efshem Melch Yeshiv Akisi Adin. Is it possible that the Melech is sitting on a throne of din, of judgment, and life and death, the books of life and death are open, they're going to say Shira, it's too joyous, it's too difficult. Now, we know it's famous, the Shulchan Aruch writes that we dress up on Yantiv and we have Simcha because we're betuach with the Nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for us, and he's going to relieve us from he's going to grant us a kapara and salvation. But even so, the Mefarshim say, the Rechon Er asked the question and answers that even though we have bitachon that everything's going to work out, to be so outwardly, openly joyous on the day of Din would be a little bit of a conflict, and therefore we don't say halal. The first one wants to point out that sounds like, not that's not again lechlemaisa for us, but it sounds like the malachim who don't have this Din would be saying halal even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and that's why they were asking why is Klal Yisrael not saying halal. Okay, Chanukah, the Gemara asked the other way. It's missing all the criteria. It's not called a mayit, doesn't have distinct karbanas, and it's not aser melacha. The Kamar, you do say halal. What's up, Shah? So the Gemara now introduces a new idea, Mishim Nisa. You say halal because of the nes. Nes alone also could be kaveah. Commemorating a nes could be kaveah a halal. Purim de Kenisa, if that's the case, Purim with the Zoso nes lema, say halal. Amar Yitzchak, the Gemara gives famous Gemara, gives three answers. Number one, Lefisha Einar Meshivat Nes Shebechutz Laaretz. Answer number one is you don't say halal on a nes in Chutz Laaretz. Only nes that takes place in Eretz Yisrael. The logic for this would be, the Marsha explains, because in Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu performs the nes directly with us, and therefore it merits a halal. In Chutz Laaretz, even though the nes takes place through a malach, and therefore it wouldn't warrant a halal. Ask the Gemara, but we know it's not true. The halal said on Pesach. Maskav Nachman bar Yitzchak, bar Yitzchak, Mitzrayim, the nes of Chutz Laaretz, from in halal. You have Yitzchak Mitzrayim, which is nes of Chutz Laaretz, and we say halal. And the first one actually are very bothered. Which halal are we referring to? If you're referring to the halal of the first day of Pesach, of Yom Tiv, that's Yom Tiv. You're asking why you say halal, it's Nes. And we said, because it's Nes of Chutzaretz. He said, what do you mean? Pesach is Nes of Chutzaretz, he said, Halal. Yeah, but Pesach, you're not saying Halal is the Nes, you're saying Halal is the Yomtiv. Once it's Yomtiv, of course you say Halal. Yomtiv, the Karbanos, everything, of course you say Halal. So, Elamai, we're not referring to the Halal of the morning of Pesach, you're referring to the Halal night, but they say that's Pashas and Drabanon, very shver, I don't have an answer, which Halal was the Gemara asking from by Yetzias Mitzrayim that we should say, that we see over there, you say by Chutzaretz, so to Purim, which Halal are you referring to? Yomtiv is Yomtiv. Okay, Kitatayin Gemara says, anyway, there's an answer. Ashle Nechasel Aretz. Huchshukar says Lameshira. Meshnesel Aretz, Lechshukar says Lameshira. Until they got there to Israel, you could say Shira anywhere. This idea of the Chari that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with directly applied anywhere. Once they conquered Israel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserved dealing directly in Israel and not elsewhere. That's the distinction whether they say Full Hallow or not. Rav Nachman says, Kurasei Zuvi Leila. Rav Nachman argues, he says, that reading Megillah, the reason why Megillah, you ask, it's a nace like Hanukkah, why isn't it a hallow? The answer is because reading the Megillah takes the place of hallow. The Me'ibi actually points out in Daf Yudalad in Masechta's Megillah, he points out that if someone for some reason doesn't have Megillah, if he's not going to be able to say Megillah on Purim, he should indeed say hallow. I don't know if we pass it that way, but that is the Me'ibi Shita based on this member of Rav Nachman. Rav Amar, a third answer, Bishlam Hasam, hallow Avdei Hashem, Allah Avdei Parei. When they left Mitzrayim, they no longer were Avdei Hashem, they were no longer Avdei Parei, they became 100% Avdei Hashem, and therefore it merits saying Halal. Even after the miracle in Purim, they were saved, but were they no longer under the jurisdiction of Achashverosh? We were still servants under Achashverosh, and therefore it wasn't enough of a salvation to the extent, obviously it was a miracle, it was an ace, but to say Halal, it didn't merit because we're still under the jurisdiction of Achashverosh. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Damar Kersus, Rav Nachman said that by Purim, the Megillah takes the place of Halal. But what is it? What it sounds like the fact that it's a chutzlar and an ace didn't bother him. Ayatanya, Mishnichsul Aretz, Lech Shukar, Zaslem Shira. When they got there at Stroll, you can't say Shira anywhere else. But the Gemara is even saying better. If Megillah is like Halal, then you're right to say Halal Chutzal Aretz. I mean, you can't say Halal Chutzal Aretz. How does he jive with that memra? So he answers, Kibbe Shigalu Chazal Terevishin. Once Klai went back into Golus, the Terevishin came back. And the idea of her being based on the Marsha, continuing the theme of the Marsha before, that once they got out of, once they were put into Golus, so the cloud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does a miracle directly in Eretz Yisrael no longer applied. Because just like before they got to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt directly with Klai Yisrael, not through a Malach. Only in Eretz Yisrael, when they got there, did it become exclusive to Eretz Yisrael. Once they're in Golus, it goes back, reverts back to the way it was, and therefore the whole logic is no longer negiah. Now, it's interesting, Agamaro ultimately was saying, the reason why we say you don't say on Pesach, full halal, is because you don't have separate kabbanis, whereas by Sukkot you have separate kabbanis. Maya said there's a medrash that's brought, that says the reason you don't say halal, full halal, on Pesach is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Maisa Yada, Tavab Yam, Atayim Mishira, that's the reason why we take out a little bit of dam by the Makkas, because we want to account for the fact that we're cognizant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to save us, destroyed a people, he destroyed Mitzrayim. And therefore, when the Malachim, when Klai Yisrael were coming to say Shira by the salvation, by Mitzrayim, we know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out a taina, Ma'asiyada Tavabiyam, Ba'atam Shira, how can you say Shira? Well, Ma'asiyada Tavabiyam. And therefore, says the Taz, based on this message, we don't say Fulhal on Pesach. So we have a Taz saying the reason based on a Medrash, they don't say Halal Pesach because of this Medrash from Ma'aseh Tevi'am. And we have our Gemara saying, you don't say Halal Pesach because of the, you don't have a distinction in Karbanos, you don't have unique Karbanos, it's still the same all the days of Pesach. So the Kiyos Yaakov explains that we need both reasons. Why? Because if you look at the Gemara properly, we spoke out, there's really two reasons to say Halal. One reason to say Halal is because of Yomtiv, and one reason to say Halal is because of Nes. Our Gemara is introducing a new idea of Nes. Else the reason of Yom Tiv, you're right, that's our Gemara's Taina. You should say full Halal Pesach like you do by Sukkot every day. Else Yom Tiv, the answer is you don't have separate Karbanos. Yom Tiv alone is not enough. You need distinct Karbanos in order to say Halal every day. But there's still another reason why. What about the fact of Nes? The fact that it's a Nes should be reason enough to say Halal. So the Taz was answering that reason why Nes doesn't apply. That even the idea of Nes doesn't apply because Maisa Yodai Tev Abiyam Atar Mishira, and therefore you don't say Halal even for the Nes Chelik Shabbai. Okay, so that's my writer. They wouldn't play on a avuv, which is again is the chalil, is the flute of copper, rather of reeds. Pasach b'chol of m'sayim b'avuv. You start off with the word chol in the Mishnah, and you ended up with the word avuv. You switch words, you switch the term to describe a flute. Amar Papa, hainu chalil, hainu avuv. It's the same thing. Amai kareli chalil, t'chali kali. Avuv is really a name, and why do we refer to it as a chalil? Sometimes because it has a sweet sound. It's chali kareli, the sound is sweet. Tana b'adam. There was a flute in the base of Mikdash. Chalakaya, it was very smooth, but Dakaya was very thin. Shalkana, it was made of reeds. Umeis Meshen, it was from the days of Meshen, Tziva HaMelech, Vitzipurzov. There was a king at some point in history who decided to cover it with gold to make it, dress it up. Zakilim Aveo. But the voice no longer was sweet. The gold on it changed the voice. It wasn't sweet anymore. Nalo Sipuyev, they took off the covering. They took off the covering, and the sound came back to the way it used to be. Siltalai Mikdash, there were some symbols in the base of Mikdash, of copper. Which again made a nice sound, and they got damaged. The Chacham sent to the Umnim, the Fachtman, the craftsmen of Alexandria, to come fix it, but the Knu, they fixed it. But what happened after they fixed it was no longer was the sound sweet. Now the Tikkun, they removed the fixing, whatever repair was done, they undid it, and the sound came back, which means either the sound came back in whatever diminished form it was once it was damaged, or the damage maybe never affected the sound. The sound, it was just damaged. They wanted to fix it because it was damaged, but the sound was never affected. And once they saw fixing it affects the sound, they removed the fixing. Similar type of story. Machteshes, it was the mortar, the pestle mortar for crushing, for grinding things. Ha'isa of Migdash. Shanachesh, it was made of copper. Again, it was from the times of Meshach. V'ha'isa, mefatepes, some they would crush the spices with it. Niskama, it got damaged. Ve'vi umnin, they brought these craftsmen, again from Mitzrayim, from Alexander Mitzrayim, to repair it, to Tiknua, and they repaired it. They didn't grind the spices like he used to, but they removed the Tikkun again, and then went back to being able to grind again properly. Mefarshim are bothered, not Mefarshim asked, that we know there's a klal by klisharis, or by Mitzrayim in general, we have a klal in any smaka mashiris. Fixing a klisharis, fixing it is like a patchwork is a sign of anias. In the base of Midrash, it's supposed to be Ashiris, we say in a call, ain't anis makam Ashiris. So why would they allow to fix this mortar? So that's the question many of us may ask. Various answers are given. We have the Mishnah Melech wants to say that since it was always fit, it never lost, you see, you took away the repair and it worked even better. Since it was always fit to still be used, it's not called fixing a klisharis when its capacity is still able to perform its normal work. It's just that it has a certain damage. It's more of an appearance issue. That's not considered a anis makam shiris, because it's not really considered a fix since it's still able to do its regular function. That's the Mishnah Melech's answer. The Rush says, no, this mortar was something that was irreplaceable. If they were able to have a new one, they would have replaced it. But since it was irreplaceable, therefore they were allowed to fix it. And others want to say that perhaps the mortar wasn't the klisharis, which is similar to what the Eilish Lim was saying, going back on the symbols also, perhaps it wasn't the klisharis, and therefore, if it's not a klisharis, it doesn't need, no issue with fixing it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Eilish Ne Kelim Shnishtarim Mikdash Rishon, these two Kelim were left over from the first space of Mikdash, Nisku Vlehelem Arucha, and talking about again this mortar and the symbols, they were left over from the first base of Midrash, and they were damaged, but they couldn't be fixed. Valeim Amar David Necheshes Memayret. The pasuk over there is it's pasuk of Malachim, and it's referring to like thin copper that could be folded. They were made for Mel Shlema. This thin copper Necheshes Maruk, and the pasuk in Devarim says that they were shiny copper. These clean chayshes of copper, gold colored copper, they're two. They're precious as gold. And this machlokes had a touch. Where do you put the word two? They're two precious as gold. Each one of these, even though the copper was so chashev, each one is the equivalent of two kalim of gold. That's how special. That's how chashev it was. So he's putting the two with the gold. So it's clean chayshes mutzav is taiva like two of gold. And Chadamer 1 says, Shneim Shkulim Kechashizav. No. Normally, gold was way more than copper. These two are the value of one. These Shneim, going back on the copper, are the value of one of gold. Tanya Beisif. Shneim Shkulim Kechashizav. Beisif said, like the second interpretation, that two coppers are the equivalent of one of gold. Tanya. Ramnasanayim Shneim Ayu. They were Shneim Ayu. They were doubles. All of these Kalim were made in pairs. Shneimar, so you have a backup. Shneimar, Shneim, I'll take you Shneim, Ella, Shneim. Shneim is a backup. Doubles. Tani Reb Shimon Gamil, Shluchim Mekalech Mayim Bekisser. There was a Shluach that had a stream that would come forth where they drew water for the Nisach, and it was the size of an Isser, fairly small. It was only wide, the size of a coin. The king commanded to widen it in order to have more water come in. And ironically enough, when they widened it, the waters actually became less. They returned it back to being small again, and it would shoot forth water in abundance again, like before. Again, they try to fix it, and they end up undoing the fixing. The Chacham shouldn't be praised with his praise himself, with his wisdom, with the Gibor, with the strength, because sometimes we think we're fixing things, and yet the way it was before was better, particularly in this one, which was designed, this stream came, was HaKol B'Chasav Miyad Hashem, Alei Haskil. The other ones were Kelim that got damaged, we try to fix. Over here, this was the way it was initially set up, the way initially it was built, as Zom B'Chasav Miyad Hashem, we're trying to be smarter, make it better, the way it was set up originally is the way that's ultimately going to be the best. V'chein Rabbi Shimon Emer, Har Davlim, or Davlus, Shalat Girsav, Mem or Saf, Lehaib Mikdash, Maya Davlum, Amarbaya Tavla Grinina, a clapper, a bell with a clapper wasn't the Mesa Mikdash, but Mesha Kaile, Arav, the Lush we have is the voice is sweet, the sound is sweet, and Uma Arvis Nima, and it's going to disturb the other singing. Others have a different gear, Mesha Kaile, not Arav, take out the Resh of. It's a thick sound, which is loud, which will drown out the different sound of the other instruments. Amar Rav Rashila, Amar Masna, Amar Shmuel, my great face, the first few lines of the Yid Aleph, my great face, the Migdash, there was like a shovel. Obviously, it wasn't in the context, it wasn't a shovel. It was an instrument that was seemingly shaped like a shovel. Asar in a cup, by the way, there were 10 holes in it. And Kol HaVechan, Meitzi Asar, Minei Zemer. Each hole can make 10 different sounds. So, 10 times 10, Nipsis Kula, Meitzi Amea, Minei Zemer. You can have from this instrument 100 different sounds. Masisa Tanim, in the Braisos taught, he Amma, this Kli was an Amma, Vagavay Amma. And it was amatol, which means it was basically an amma, wide amatol. And if it looked like a shovel, it must have been longer than an amma length. Fakata yetsa menu, and there was a handle that came out of it. Fasarna kama yiba, and there were 10 holes in it. Kalecha maisi maya minizem. According to this version, each hole gave off 100 different possible sounds. Nimsa school maisi elf minizemer. So 100 times 10 holes is 1,000 potential sounds from this instrument. Amar abnachem mar yitzel vasamanech masisa guzma. Remember it is that the price is a guzma, is exaggeration. The shalaf is meaning that this price was an exaggeration, and it wasn't really 1,000 sounds, or if it means in general we find prices that are exaggerations, so it's a way to remember that a larger number was the price, but not that this particular one was an exaggeration. Mechlekes and the Achrein and the Ben Yehuda and others had a touch whether this itself was an exaggeration or not, but either way, it's the way to remember it. We'll pick it up here tomorrow with the show.